Namaste everyone, welcome to the Charvak podcast. This is your host Kushal Mehra. So today I am in one more location in New Delhi. So now I am in the heart of New Delhi near India Gate, and I have changed my location, but just wanted to check my audio. Yeah, it looks, audio looks good. So I was supposed to do this monologue on Friday, and I was like, do I not do it on Friday? And then I decided to do another podcast because of rescheduling. And then I was like, actually, in a way, it's a perfect segue to what Daniel Boardman and I discussed yesterday. So yesterday's podcast was like about a very specific focus on the Hamas protests that are happening all across universities, primarily starting from Columbia University, went to UCLA and many other universities across the United States of America. Then it went to the University of Toronto. Now we know that it's happening in Australia, Canada, and everything else. So then I was like, it's actually a perfect segue into that. I was like, let's talk about it. And here we are. So today I'm not going to start with the usual plugs. I'm just going to jump into the monologue. We'll do the plugs in between before we start the Q&A. Just a reminder, the monologues, you guys know the drill. The monologues usually happen with me speaking for a time frame of 20 to 35 minutes, usually. Sometimes it might go a little longer than that. If it does, I apologize. But sometimes it might even go a little shorter than that. And then once I'm done speaking, if you guys have any questions, you guys can use two options. You can use the super chat option here on YouTube itself, where you have the super chat option, or you guys can use the Fanmo option. Usually Fanmo tends to give you more words per rupee. So if you guys want to write a bit larger question there, you can use the link. I have pinned the tweet on the top of the screen. You can use your Fanmo option too, and you can ask your questions. Now, it's also kind of related to my book. So why did I use Riddhi Patel as an example? Now, we will start with, first of all, what is the whole fuss about Riddhi Patel, and why is this girl in the news in the first place? A few days ago, if you guys don't know, a girl named Riddhi Patel was in the news. And I'm going to play a two-minute clip for you guys. So please bear with me, because this clip gives you a perspective and understanding of what Riddhi Patel actually said and why she has been put in jail. So we can hear the clip right now. I just want to make sure everything is working perfectly. Yeah, it looks good. So let's hear the clip.
Hi there. My name is Riddhi Patel. I'm here to speak in support of the City Council introducing a ceasefire resolution, specifically the one United Liberation Front has drafted. I don't have faith that you'll do this. You guys are all horrible human beings, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself. And the thing is, though, it's very clear to me as in someone who's been an organizer for the past couple of years that none of you care, because you guys don't care about anything happening in Palestine or any other country where oppression occurs, because you don't care about the oppression occurring here. And I understand that you guys are all horrible people, but the thing is, 2,300 people being evicted in the last year, those are votes. And you guys, those are votes to win here in Bakersfield. And while you guys parade Gandhi around as a Hindu holiday called Chaitra Navratri starts off this week, I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the global south practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers. The increased criminalization for no need other than you don't like when people come and hold you guys accountable for introducing ceasefire resolutions, because the only escalation in violence has been by you all. And so there's no need to continue. In the last 5 years I've attended city council meetings, there's never been metal detectors. There's never been more cops. The only reason you're doing it is because people actually don't care if you guys don't like them, and they're actually resisting. So you want to criminalize them. So regardless of whether you elect people into office, they'll backstab you, they'll let you die. And for that reason, you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors. We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Next speaker, please. Lance, followed by Kev, followed by Valeria. Ms. Patel,
That was a threat, what you said at the end. And so the officers are going to escort you out and take care of that.
There you go. So that is the exact words of Riddhi Patel. I wanted to play the longer clip so that people don't accuse me of playing 16-second clips. You got the entire context. Obviously, this was also broken. There were parts, but try and understand what this girl literally said. Arthat, Hindi mein usne kaha ki hum tumhe dhoondenge aur hum tumhe maar denge. Achha, what happened after that? So as you saw, the Asian lady who basically said what she said, that Riddhi Patel gave them a direct threat. Now this happened after that, right? Ye hua. So they arrested her and this is what happened. This is Riddhi Patel in a court.
A deputy public defender entered not guilty pleas on Patel's behalf to 8 counts of threatening a public official and 10 counts of making terroristic threats. She's due.
So Riddhi Patel was charged. I'm going to show you all the charges that were brought up against Riddhi Patel. See, Riddhi Patel is just, I'm just using Riddhi Patel as an example. Try and understand what I'm doing here. But I want you guys to see what this girl did and what this girl is eventually facing. So these are all the charges that were brought up against Riddhi Patel. Okay? Here you go. Offense PC 76A1, offense description, threaten, etc. Certain state officials, judges, etc. She was arrested at 1501 Truxton Avenue, Bakersfield. This is what she was... The bail amount that has been set for her, the pre-docket bail, is $1 million. And her hearing, as you saw her crying, was there. This is what she is being charged under. All right? Number of counts are 8. Offense type is F. I'm reading all of this is because all of this goes into the audio version also. So for the benefit of the audio version, folks, I'm only reading this for them. Because you guys must be wondering, bhaiya, humko screen mein dikh raha hai. Bar bar kahe ko pad rahe ho. And now we get into what this girl was. So I just want you to see a few pictures. This girl was... This is 2016-17 track and field roster. Look at this girl. High school, Stockdale, Bakersfield, California. Major is neuroscience. Ye bachi STEM se thi. She was in a STEM field. Look at this kid. What she was, what she's become, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she was the top runner on Kern County's top team. She was third behind Lynch and Baker at Kern County Championships and 18th in the Division 1 section meet. Listen, guys, ye log bahut competitive hote hain California mein. Inki sporting culture humse bahut aage hoti hai. These guys are way more suave than us in these things. This girl was a top performer. She was in STEM. And from there, this girl has gone here. Where did she end up going, this girl? Okay, let's see this. This was one of the grabs from January 27, 2021. This is Riddhi Patel going, man, F Modi, F the BJP, F Nikki Haley, F Dinesh. This is Dinesh D'Souza, by the way. F Bobby Jindal, F Hindu fascism. Amma Mori. Ye 5 saal bhi nahi hue hain, bhai aur behno. This girl was a STEM field graduate. And here she is doing all these things. Let's see more. It's actually pretty scary if you, you know, there are others. So the second one. Diwali 2025 is this week. So always remember, F Modi, love all the world. Love all the would have effed his ass up. Then she writes to the State Department, let me have my passport so I can go back to the motherland and beep, 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 Modi. This girl, something snapped with this girl. In 4 years, I showed you she was running marathons doing STEM. And in 4 years, this girl has gone batshit crazy. We should not take this lightly. This is not normal. So where did she end up working, right? So this is where she ended up working. So as you can see here, Riddhi Patel, she joined the Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment in September of 2020. She was born and raised in Bakersfield, California, and attended the Stockdale High School. She then went to achieve a Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience from St. Louis University in 2017. After returning to Bakersfield in 2019, she began volunteering for Bernie 2020 campaign, where she found organizing. After the campaign ended, she quickly found a home in the Sunrise Movement, co-founding the local Sunrise Movement Hub in Kern County with other local ad organizers. Try and understand. Ye ladki kahan se kahan pahunch gayi hai? Kya thi? Kya ho gayi hai? I mean, this girl had all the potential on planet Earth. And what is the Center for Race and Poverty? Aap samjhe? A, it is funded by Ford Foundation. It is funded by the Ford Foundation. They have received these grants. This is what they do. We have to understand what is happening here. Ye ladki ke saath ye hona nahi chahiye tha, dosto. Magar ye ladki ke saath bhi ho gaya. Ye ladki ke saath hua. Ye ladki, she's the basket case of a normal Indian child doing normal things. But what happened with this girl that she snapped so much in such a short time that all hell broke loose? And listen, she's just a normal extension of a parasitized mindset that has engulfed the Western pantheon. Like look at this girl, right? This is the girl at NYU. You who was interviewed. मतलब मैं हंस हंस के पागल हो गया था इसको सुन के. अभी हंसने वाली ही बात है. But just listen to her. अब ये वाली बहन को देखो. ये गोरी बहन है. रिद्धि पटेल आधी गोरी है. मतलब मेरी वाइफ वाली वैरायटी है ना. रिद्धि पटेल कंफ्यूज देसी है. इस बहन को सुनो.
Say is the main goal with tonight's protest.
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU is doing.
Is there something that NYU is doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're. Do you know what NYU is doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Yeah. Palestine will be free.
I wish I was more educated.
So as you can see, ये वाली बहन को पूछा, why are you protesting? She's like, I wish I was more educated. Then she asks somebody on to her left, and she says, पता नहीं भाई सानू की पता. So पता नहीं है, सब लोग जा रहे हैं, प्रोटेस्ट हो रहे हैं, सब बोल रहे हैं. फिर the most legendary one was this reporter who grilled the Columbia student after she was demanding help to feed the protesters. Why I'm playing these clips is you have to understand the mindset. What is happening over here? ये बच्चों के साथ क्या हो रहा है? ये बच्चे क्या कर रहे हैं? मैंने रिद्धि पटेल से क्यों कनेक्ट किया? I wanted our Indian parents inside India, and especially, see, this podcast is unique because 35% of my listeners are outside India. I have a giant diaspora listener base. And I deeply care for the diaspora. I know many Indian content creators may not care that much for the diaspora because their thinking is, bhai, aap India se chale gaye. In my case, you can say because Kushal, you live there 4 to 5 months and you know I'm going to be there in this month itself. I deeply care for diaspora children too. And this is what's happening to diaspora children. Your child could be someone sounding like this.
Why should the university be obligated to provide
Well, first of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that very deliberately in that situation and in that position. seems like you're sort of saying we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take our best building.
Iske kapde dekho jo piche.
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food.
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it violently.
But they haven't stopped it yet.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
This moment was the exact moment of that film. Tanashahi nahi chalegi. Are bhai kiski tanashahi? Angrezo Bharat chodo. This is literally that scene. But while I was also laughing at this, you know, afterwards I was like, yaar ye kar kya rahe hain? And then, you know, this is one side of that, and this is the other side. That lady was confused. And then there are these students who do these kinds of things. Look at what these students are doing. These are, you know, students with shields, full masks on, trying to go and fight the police. This could be your children, ladies and gentlemen, what you're watching on the screen right now. Ye log police se kachre ke dibbe ke shield se ladenge. This could be your children. This is what we are reducing wokeism to. I want you to. It's going to be very painful. Everything that I'm going to show you today is going to be very painful, and I apologize, and I tell you in advance. It's going to be funny and painful at the same time, but I have to. I was collecting. See, why I take time to show everything is I take time to collect my material, because I don't want to be, a click whore. I want to be an intellectual who actually garners everything and wait for things to fall, and then I do my monologue. So I'm well prepared. If I was a click whore, I would have done it when this was happening. But I wanted to wait. Abhi inko suno. Chaman chuti hai.
I'm in New York City right now, standing outside of a Palestine protest. I want to know if they actually understand why they are protesting and see if they can give me any good answers. What are you guys out here protesting for?
No comment.
Why are you guys out here today?
Speak to the organizers.
Why can't I? I wanted to ask you.
Official statements from the organizers only.
In the simplest terms, why are you guys protesting? Why are you guys protesting today?
I don't think it would be a good idea if we...
Why are you guys protesting?
Just to be a part of the cause.
And what's the cause?
I'm not the right person to talk to either.
It's not our job to talk to. We're just here to support. We are not the spokespeople of this event. This is the wrong people to talk to.
I'm not asking for the spokesperson. I'm just asking why you guys are protesting. Why are you guys here today?
We're not interested in speaking with you.
As you notice, nobody knows why they're protesting. Again, these are serious individuals clapping, cheering. Aur saalo ko kuch malum nahi hai kya ho raha hai. Bas chalu hai, chalu rahega. Aur abhi isko, and this is a very weird sort of a demand again being made. Abhi ye ek minute ki clip hai, ye behen ko bhi suniye. See, all these clips will remind you of Farhan Akhtar from CAA, but try and understand this is serious shit. Abhi is behen ko suniye.
Think this is going to stop? The student intifada has engulfed the entire country.
The student intifada. That's the word she used.
It is changing the conversation, expanding the realm of possibility. And if these universities care only about their assets, the student movement will become a liability. If university portfolios make genocide profitable, the student intifada will make each day of continued investment more costly than the last. If these administrations run their campuses as tyrants, those campuses will become ungovernable.
That's right.
The Harvard Out of Occupied Palestine Coalition is proud of the discipline with which its student protesters have conducted themselves in the face of daily intimidation and abuse. But here at Harvard, the administration has left the student movement with few options to seek the change they advocate for. And make no mistake, whatever happens next, it will be the result of the choices that Harvard has made. All questions can be directed to the Harvard Out of Occupy Palestine email.
Notice, nobody wants to answer any question. That's why they just shifted the ball to Harvard. Now, we saw all these things, right? We started with an Indian girl, Riddhi Patel, from a STEM background, joining this kind of a cause through the Bernie campaign. Then we saw a girl saying, pata nahi, that girl at New York University. We saw many other things. And then I want to show you this 30-second clip of the CEO of Palantir, Alex Karp. And what has he got to say about all this stuff? He's a CEO of a company, and this is all he had to say.
I am not a legislator, but I am running one of the coolest companies in the world. And I'm telling young people, you are breathing the vapors of a dangerous, new, fake, and self-destructive religion when you are sitting at your elite school pretending because you watched TikTok twice and got an A+ on some crazy paper because your professor couldn't get a job anywhere else, that you actually understand the world. And you're not welcome at my company. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this CEO actually spoke the truth. We should all celebrate that man. That man spoke the truth. But today's monologue was not about that. Today's monologue was my attempt through these multiple videos to remind you that wokeism can and will ruin your children. And this is one of the reasons I actually wrote my book too. Everybody keeps talking about wokeism, what wokeism is doing. That's why I played the clip of that CEO. I agree with the CEO. This is a freaking religion. It has all the patterns of a cult, which can, in the future, from a cult level, transform into a religious level. This is, ladies and gentlemen, a religious movement. These young children must have been born to, more often than likely, very secularized parents who lived a very normal, basic level life. Now, new atheism happened. New atheism, basically smashed the entire edifice of the old religion in the West. The field was left open. Wokeism is not the epistemic child of new atheism. Wokeism is the epistemic child of Marxism. But the problem is Marxism never had the wherewithal to smash that building that was created by Enlightenment and classical liberalism. New atheism smashed that thing. That's what new atheism did. They smashed and made the ground open. When the ground was open, the old religions were basically completely discredited. So they could not reoccupy that space that new atheism destroyed. But something had to be done. And that something was wokeism. These children, whether it was Riddhi Patel, or those white girls or white boys of American origin, they were all finding meaning. Their old gods were dead. The new gods are alive. This is your new god. It's dangerous. And a lot of people might come back to me, but atheism can smash old religions, then atheism can smash new religions. It's not so easy, my friends. Because wokeism is atheism plus. It's basically piggybacking off atheism. Most of these kids must be atheists. You don't find Christian wokes. You don't find church going wokes. You don't find mosque going wokes. The mosque goer is using the wokia. The mosque goer is not woke himself or herself. They're just piggybacking of these idiots. Wokias are useful idiots for the jihadists and the Islamists because they're just using them, or the Russians and the Chinese who want to break American society. But if you're a parent
in the diaspora especially, you need to start having conversations with your children. Because see, every time we hear this, that, oh, who cares? Parents can control the children. Listen, social science is very clear. Like Judith Harris, you know, she had written a book a while ago, The Nurture Assumption. And her book used to talk about the influence of peers. And now a lot of water has flown under the bridge. And as far as social science is concerned, children's behavior and attitudes are more strongly influenced actually by their peers than their parents. Now, I want to read this excerpt from an article where it says, studies have found that children's academic achievement is more strongly correlated with the achievement of their classmates than with their parents' education level. Harris also cites studies that show that children's personality traits are more similar to those of their friends than those of their parents. Obviously, there are genetic factors too. And she argues that genetic factors also play a larger role in shaping a child's personality and behavior than environmental factors, including parenting. She cites studies, you know, how identical twins, even when they are in completely different environments, they tend to have very similar patterns. So just think about this. If your peers have way more influence on you than your parents, parents who are watching this right now or are going to watch this later or are going to listen to my audio extract later, my question to all of you as parents is, how do you intend to reverse this social science trend where it's as clear as daylight? It's as clear as daylight that it's basically your college kids and the college environment that's going to influence your children. Now, there was a criticism, like there was another book that was written by a Harvard psychologist, Howard Gardner. His book was called Changing Minds, that he states, and I'm reading Psychology Today, that by about age 10, a child's peers rather than the parents assume primary importance in the child's decisions about what to do, especially in the United States. He says, inclined to imitate those peers. And this is pretty much the conventional wisdom of Psychology Today. If this is the conventional wisdom of psychology, every single parent, you have to spend way more time with your children. And listen, the way to talk to your children is not this. Ki bhai, ye ghadiya idea hai, tum chhod do, inko kuch aata nahi hai, my ancestors knew everything. The biggest problem in this entire movement is that parents even don't even understand what wokeism is. They don't understand woke ideology. They don't even know how to talk to their own children. The Indian parenting style, which they carried from India because that's how their parents actually parented them, was like, "Are chup karo, tumko kuch pata nahi, hum tumko batavat rahe. We're going to tell you, you don't know anything, you idiot." And they're going to shut them down. Well, it maybe worked on us, maybe. It's not going to work on children in the Western world. It is not. You need to have conversations with your children. You need to make them realize. It's very important. And if that is not going to happen, how are you going to do it? Think about it. What are you going to do? How are you going to change? This is the problem. Our Indian parents, my question to Indian parents is, are you even trained to deal with woke kids? Think about it. Ask yourself this. Are you? I don't know how many of you had seen that video of that college professor who had a brilliant conversation with a woke student, and you know how he used the Socratic method. I'm not going to play that 8-minute clip, but I really encourage all of you to go and watch that video of that college professor who basically use the Socratic method, a step-by-step Socratic method. And he actually broke it all down. And it was a wonderful experience, actually, of how he was using arguments that his student was giving. And it was wonderful. I don't know how many of you remember. I think the teacher was Warren Smith. And I think it was, Warren Smith was his name. I'm going to try and look for his video. It was a great video where at the end of the day, he all he did was use basic, simple logic. He just asked his student, okay, if you're saying this. And I think it was about J.K. Rowling or something of that sort. And he basically kept on going, Achao, so you believe in this. So if you believe in this, why do you believe in it? And why do you believe in this for this reason? And you should actually go and check that out. This is the guy I'm talking about. I'm not going to play the whole video. His name is Warren Smith. I'm going to put the link here of his YouTube channel because it's a 5-minute clip. I don't want to get a copyright strike also. I'll put the clip in the live chat. I'll put it up on the screen also. Go and check this guy out. His name is Warren Smith. And the title of the video is When a Student Asks About J.K. Rowling, This Happens. That was the video. Because if I play this, it's going to get a copyright strike and I don't want a copyright strike. The channel is Warren Smith Secret Scholar Society. This video just went absolutely batshit crazy nuts. But this is one of the best ways to talk to your child if you are having a woke child. So why I showed all of this to you today is that, listen, social science is clear. Your peers have more influence on your kids than anyone else. And you cannot use the old ghatia Indian parenting techniques to bully your kid. If you're going to use that, best of luck, your kid's going to be turned off big time. So you could use clips like what I have shown today to actually make a difference. Once again, I'll even put it up because some people are so lazy that they don't want to do the hard yet. So this is the clip I'm talking about. This is the clip I'm talking about.
J.K. Rowling? So what's going on with that? What do you want to know?
She's had a pretty controversial past. I just want to know, like, what are your thoughts on it? And, like, do you still like her work despite her bigoted opinions?
So let's get specific, though. Let's define bigoted opinions. What opinions are bigoted? We're going to treat this as a thought experiment. I'm not going to say what's right or wrong or what way to think. The whole point is to learn how to think, not what to think.
Yeah.
So when you say bigot, you're starting with the conclusion that given her bigoted opinions.
Yeah.
So first, let's start with, does she have bigoted opinions? So when you say bigoted opinions.
She has had a history of being extremely transphobic, I've heard.
And you've heard. So what? Can you give me an example?
If you look at her Twitter, I think you could see a few things. If you want, I could try and find
See if you can find one.
So, one of these tweets that she came up with in 2019.
Oh, what the hell? We'll play the whole thing.
Dress however you please. Call yourself whatever you like. Sleep with any consenting adult who will have you live your best life in peace and security. But force women out of their jobs for stating that sex is real.
So you find that bigoted? What do you find about
it? It was deemed transphobic. Like, I myself.
Do you find that transphobic yourself?
I don't really have an opinion on it, but I'm just going with what a lot of other people have said.
So let's pause there. Let's not go with what other people are saying. Let's try and learn how to critically think. So let's analyze the tweet ourselves. So that statement. Do you see anything problematic disregarding other people's opinions?
She did try and pin some things on a specific group of people.
Where does she do that? Can you read that?
But force women out of their jobs for stating that sex is real.
So when I hear that, I'm interpreting that as meaning if a woman says that, you know, saying that there is a difference between men and female and then being attacked as transphobic, I think that's what she's saying by attacking someone for stating that sex is real.
That is exactly what she's saying.
Is that transphobic to you?
So, to me, no. Stating that sex is real is not transphobic. It's just a fact of life. It exists.
So is there anything you disagree with in that tweet?
In that tweet, I can't really see anything that I myself disagree with, but I can see why some people would think, oh, this is offensive. We can't have that here or something. Because
sure.
There's an apology tweet.
What is she, let's read that. What did she say there? I haven't read that.
I respect every trans person's right to live any way that feels authentic and comfortable to them. I'd march with you if you were discriminated against on the basis of being trans. At the same time, my life has been shaped by being female. I do not believe it is hateful to say so.
You see anything problematic there?
She's apologizing, so no, not really. If I could read it again.
It sounds like a very similar statement as what she was just saying. She's basically saying, like, I have nothing, to me, this is what I interpret as, I have nothing against someone being trans.
Exactly.
In your life, but you just don't get to impose on my, you can live how you want, I can live how I want.
Yeah.
And let's all, you know.
Exactly.
So I guess now that we're looking at it like, oh, there's not much difference between me or her, do you think it's fair that she's being attacked by a large group of people and people are calling her? Like you said at the beginning of this conversation, you said, given the fact that J.K. Rowling is transphobic, how do you feel about Harry Potter? Now,
yeah.
Retroactively looking at that statement, do you think that that was the best way to phrase?
No, I feel like an idiot now.
It's okay, though, but this is why we do this, to learn how to think.
There's
know?
Been like a – so in my class specifically, like in our class – there's been quite a few people in there who have been saying like, oh, she's transphobic. I've not, like, until today, I haven't really thought about it because I just believe like, oh, they, like, there's five people saying it. It
must
be correct.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's great.
Notice, you see what happened there? Literally what I had cited as far as the social science goes was proven here. What was that boy doing there? Young boy, college going. He was like, yaar, my five friends said she's transphobic, so I assumed Hoagie transphobic. But when I actually studied the evidence and I broke it down in the Socratic method, kudos to this guy, man. Kudos to this guy. This guy is a true hero. This guy is the hero of humanity. Warren Smith is the hero of humanity. He saved a life there. He saved the life of a child. So to all you parents out there, this is how you deal with it. And, you know, I want you to read another interesting study that I had read a while ago, if you guys can. Listen, I know these are big studies and you'll be like, Kushal bhai, aur koi kaam nahi hai, bas study wadi padhne ko bolte rahte ho. Bhai, karna padta hai, kya karun? Agar nahi karunga na, to mar jayenge. Agar aap log ye study padh sakte ho, JSTOR pe hai ye study. It is Parental and Peer Influence on Adolescents. It's a very interesting study. How these pressures work, what kind of pressures work, where does the behavior come from? It was written by Bruce J. Biddle, Barbara J. Bank, Marjorie M. Marlin. This is the University of Missouri, Columbia. It was a very interesting study that I came across. Please read these things. I am begging all of you, read these things. Kushal Mehra does not need to read them alone. Basically, here's a summary. What this study does is it actually looks at the dynamics of parental and peer influences on adolescent behavior. So it basically explains what roles are there, you know, in terms of basically the standard behavioral normative standards of all these behaviors. How does these behaviors happen and what is the modeling behind it? And they basically tell you what kind of pressures adolescents respond to. Like, for example, drinking preferences, right? They are found to be a significant factor in shaping behavior and kind of norms of school achievement. So they actually look at every single factor. So please get serious about your children. मेरे तो बच्चे भी नहीं है, मुझे फिर भी चिंता है, जबकि मेरा कोई बच्चा नहीं है खुद का. मैं तो आया, मर गया, टाटा बाय बाय, मेरा तो हो गया काम, मैं तो धरती पे खत्म. मगर यार जितने तुम लोग हो जिनके बच्चे हैं, यार अपने बच्चों के बारे में सोचो. तुम्हारा बच्चा रिद्धि पटेल होगा, तुम्हारा बच्चा ये सब होगा. तो ट्राई एंड हैव डीसेंट कॉन्वर्सेशंस विथ योर चिल्ड्रन. डोंट बी कॉन्डेसेंडिंग टू देम. बी लाइक दिस प्रोफेसर, हाउ ही ब्रोक इट डाउन. ट्राई एंड हैव दीस काइंड्स ऑफ कॉन्वर्सेशंस. आई डोंट वांट टू टेक द नेम्स ऑफ माई फ्रेंड्स, मगर उन सबके बच्चों के साथ मैंने ये कॉन्वर्सेशंस की थी उनके लिए. मैंने, आई डिड दोज कॉन्वर्सेशंस विथ ऑल दोज चिल्ड्रन. I sat down and broke it down just like this professor did in an Indian context. Iske liye keh raha hu, please be serious. Now I'll end it here. I know there are a few questions on the super chat already. Fan mo pe to koi dikh nahi rahe mujhe, mar main super chat ke questions lunga. Magar before I start answering your questions, now it is time to be besharam and plug a few things. So guys, I hope you appreciate the kind of hard work that goes into doing these monologues at my end. It takes me a lot of time and energy to prepare for these monologues. I have to specifically look at unique clips running all around the internet. Then I have to look at a few studies to back myself up. And then I tell you names of books. All of this needs a lot of reading. And that too, then I accumulate all of this and do a freaking live stream. I don't even look at a teleprompter like many others on this landscape do, and then just rat it off. I do my own research and then I come live, answer your questions while I'm giving you citations. All of this needs a lot of hard work. So if you can, please support my effort. You can support my effort by joining the membership program on the Charvak Podcast. There are two kinds of tiers. One is the Seekers tier, one is the Speak With Me tier. Seekers tier gets 9 books covered cover to cover, plus multiple papers, and right now in the Rig Veda. The Speak With Me gets everything the Seekers gets, plus the religious books, Ramayana or finished, Manusmriti, and then you get to speak with me behind the scenes once a month. And if you are a member of the Speak With Me for 3 months or more, and you are active right now, just send me your address in India, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Nastik, Why I'm Not an Atheist, so I can do that too. As far as others are concerned, you can also send your donations to UPI. You can, you know, or if you can't do anything, just like, subscribe to my channel. And if you're an audio listener, leave a rating. And obviously, I have to plug my book, Nastik, Why I'm Not an Atheist. One of the subplots of my book was this monologue today. I warn people about wokeism, and I tell them why religion is inevitable. It is inevitable. The vacuum created by new atheism is completely taken over by Marxist wokeism. Religion is the default baseline of post-agricultural societies. Homo sapiens are going to cling on to something whether you like it or not. And if Homo sapiens are clinging on to this bullshit, best of luck, mommy and daddy. You are screwed. Because if your child is going to go to this, tumhara relationship hi nahi rahega apne bacche ke saath. Kyunki aisa wahiyat bacche ke saath main bhi nahi baat kar paunga. So please heed to my warning. And if you can support me, either join the membership program, buy the book. Ye sab kar sakte ho to jarur karo. Because mere jaise logo ko bahut, I don't even have a research assistant. Because I don't trust research assistants. I'm being very open. I do all my research myself. I have my access to JSTOR. I have access to other journals. Sometimes I have to pay $50 to $100 for one paper so that I read them. I just don't trust people when it comes to research. That's what I do. I work my butt off. And I take a lot of pride in this. And I'm not going to be humble about it because I am the rare species who does all of this on this landscape, at least in India. अपना पिछवाड़ा घसा घसा के मैं आता हूं और इधर आप लोगों को बताता हूं. सो इफ यू कैन सपोर्ट मी प्लीज डू. एंड इफ यू आर इन दिल्ली राइट नाउ ऑन द 9th ऑफ मे दिस मंथ मेरी बुक की लॉन्च है.
अगर आप दिल्ली में हो भाइयों और बहनों मित्रों, अगर आप दिल्ली में हो तो कृपा करके दिल्ली में जरूर आना. आई एम गोना शेयर द इमेज ऑफ माय बुक लॉन्च. इट्स गोइंग टू बी इन द इंडिया इंटरनेशनल सेंटर.
दिस इज द वेन्यू. इट्स द इंडिया इंटरनेशनल सेंटर, एनेक्शर 11, लोधी गार्डन, लोधी एस्टेट. इट स्टार्ट्स एट 6, विल गो अप टू 9ish. We'll have, obviously, we'll start with some chai pani and then we'll start by 6:30, set things up. Anand Ranganathan will be there. Abhijit Iyer Mitra will be there. I'm so happy that Shyam Sharma is also here. Finally, I met Shyam. You know, with Shyam Sharma show, we're doing 3-4 years. I and Shyam kabhi mile hi nahi the. First time, I and Shyam mile. It was really nice to catch up. Shyam and I had an amazing lunch today at Gulati at Pandara Road. Bada maja aaya. Butter chicken khake. I and Shyam saath mein the. And obviously, I will be there. Books will be available over there. You can also buy the book over there live at the show. I'm more than happy to sign all those copies for all those guys who buy the book or gals who buy the book. If you can support me, please do, because that's the only way I run this podcast. I don't do any ad reads. Kuch nahi karta. Main literally apne intellectual capacity aur logo ki us intellect ko support karne ki capacity pe ye podcast chala raha hu. So if you can support it, please do. Now I'll take the super chat questions, and once the super chats end, I will randomly look at some of the live stream comments. But always remember, the first priority is always going to be of super chats. There is no guarantee that your live stream ka comment will be taken seriously. I might as well end it if I don't find anything interesting in the live stream. You can also use the fan mode. Okay, somebody has said, wokeism has an inverse relationship with the rule of law. Wokeism does not believe in the concept of rule of law. Just don't. Wokeism believes in postmodernism. Wokeism believes in cultural relativism. So for having a rule of law, you need to have an objective standard, brother, Mr. Shastri. When you don't have an objective standard, you don't have universal laws. It's every law for themselves. Why do you think I oppose Indian civil laws? Why do you think we need a uniform civil code? Because the uniform civil code is based on one simple assumption, objective morality, that some things are just universal. But lo and behold, the great nation of India, the relativist nation of India, believes all cultures have different value sets and they need to live by that. No, some values are inferior. Nikah halala is inferior. Polygamy is inferior. These are inferior values. They need to go away. But na, Indians to kya kare? Next one is a comment. You'll never find Muslims having such wokias amongst themselves. They use the platform of the left to infiltrate and create a parallel Islamic society. Yes, as of now, sit the way, that is the case. But the way ex-Muslim movement has become prevalent, यार बहुत मजा आने वाला है. मुस्लिम वो किए भी आएंगे. मेरी ये प्रिडिक्शन याद रखना, मुस्लिम वो किए भी आने वाले हैं. अभी मेरे आप लोग सब लोग मेरे इस आइडिया को रेजिस्ट करोगे, मगर मार्क माय वर्ड्स, मुस्लिम वो किए भी आएंगे. हाउ कैन दिस इफेक्ट ऑफ द हाउ कैन द आई थिंक आप द कहना चाहते थे पार्थ. हाउ कैन द इफेक्ट ऑफ दिस ऑन इंटरनेशनल स्टूडेंट्स बी कंटेल्ड? नॉट जस्ट दिस बट इवन जेंडर वोकिज्म इज प्रेवलेंट देयर. A family I know has been destroyed. Listen, the solution is the same. You need to start having conversations like that professor did. You need to have some training in basic philosophy, boss. Like, I just happen to be interested in philosophy. Mujhe to kai baar lagta sala main bach gaya, maine philosophy padh li. Yaar, basic critical thinking chahiye, yaar. Look at how that professor, all of you on your own little way, in your own little way, you have to do this. You have to start having these dining table conversations, breakfast conversations, random chai pe charcha, coffee pe guftagu. And you need to have these uncomfortable conversations with respect, not condescension, with love, not hatred. Aur jab aap ye karoge, aap dekhna aapke dost badlenge, aap dekhna aapke peers badlenge. Aisa thodi na hai ki nahi hoga. Do the kids lack purpose unlike their immigrant parents, and thus such activities give them a sense of belonging and purpose? One of the reasons, Pikachu man, because that's what your name on the screen is, that is one of the reasons. But listen, in the case of Riddhi Patel, the Hindu community on average is very religious. They have a lot of culture. But even she got into it. So, see, a lot of cases, it could also be genetic, you know, certain genetic traits that, you know, that could be hijacked by this mind virus. Loneliness is clearly one of the factors. Bacche lonely hone lage hain. Wo pura time social media pe rehte hain, revolution dhoondte rehte hain. You know, the famous George Carlin joke, what happened to just doing nothing, sitting outside the lawn and playing with a stick and just sitting there? And doing nothing. What happened to that? Yaar, hum log, we were so good at that. We would just freaking sit outside in our lawns and do nothing. Mast mein baithe rehta. Main toh jab chota tha na, mere ko yaad hai, main do hathi leta tha aur hathi se aise thain 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 karta rehta tha. What happened to all of that? Mere ko toh aaj ke bachche bas yun hi, bas isi mein lage rehte hain. Aise tick 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 karte rehte hain. What happened to doing nothing is my question. Doing nothing is a skill. People are so used to being hyperactivated all the freaking time that they've forgotten to do nothing. We don't need to be hyperactive all the time. Kya bole? Seriously, kya tha next wala? Seriously, after 30 grand a year for 4 years, kaam dhanda nahi hai kya? Ya naukri nahi lagi? On a serious note, how did this crap get into STEM? Because try and understand this, these people, the Vokias, they work like a mob. Remember in one of my previous monologues, I had explained this, how the old mob used to work in industrial areas in India. Ki agar tumne bahar khadi reti dali hai, to aa jayega, tune kisse khadi reti liya re? Mere aadmi se lene ga, nahi to dho dalega. Nahi to tumne factory dala re? Mere aadmi ko rakhne ga. Nahi bhai, main tumhara aadmi nahi rakh sakta, that person is not going to work. ठीक है, मेरे को महीने का कुछ कट दे, आदमी तेरे होंगे मगर मैं यहां का राजा, नहीं तो तेरे को काम नहीं करने देगा. दिस वोक मॉब इज बेसिकली डूइंग दैट टू द स्टेम फील्ड. नेचर इज गॉन, साइंटिफिक अमेरिकन इज गॉन, दे जस्ट हैव टू राइट. आई कांट टेक द नेम्स. आई मेट अ फ्यू साइंटिस्ट आउटसाइड अमेरिका, आउटसाइड इंडिया, इन अमेरिका एंड कैनेडा, हु सेड भाई हमको क्या है ना, ये स्टेटमेंट साइन करनी पड़ती है ताकि ये हमको हमारी साइंस करने दें. नहीं तो ये आके रोज है ना धरने करते रहते हैं. और क्योंकि वेस्टर्न वर्ल्ड में फ्रीडम है, विच इज अ गुड थिंग, तो ये उनको रोक भी नहीं पाते. भाई करोगे क्या? आपकी अगर यू रिमेम्बर आनंद रंगनाथन को ये वो किए इंडिया के मार्क्सिस्ट, बेचारे को आनंद को लैब में नहीं जाने दे रहे थे. आपको याद है जेएनयू के टाइम पे आनंद वॉज लाइक यार लेट मी गो टू माई लैब एंड डू माई वर्क. नहीं, हम रेवोल्यूशन कर रहे हैं. यार दिस इज सच अ प्रॉब्लम. आदमी को काम करने नहीं देते ये लोग, तो ये प्रॉब्लम हो रही है. एंड we need to shame these people and speak up against these people. And if we don't do that right, then we are screwed. Open a summer camp for US kids and parents. Pikachu, that used to happen. Agar aapko pata hoga, my wife as a kid, she used to go to all these summer camps, Hindu summer camps all the time. ये बच्चे सब जाते हैं, आज भी होते हैं समर कैंप, मगर ये फिर यूनिवर्सिटी में जाते हैं और फिर इनके दिमाग की टट्टी हो जाती है. तब क्या करें? आप समझो, ये सारे बच्चे इंक्लूडिंग ये रिद्धि पटेल, ये सब नॉर्मल थे बचपन में, तब ये डांडिया खेलते थे, सब कुछ करते थे और फिर दिमाग की टट्टी हो गई. भाई ये बहुत सीरियस प्रॉब्लम है, आप इसको समझो. So there is a question on Fanmo that I want to take. I'm just reading off the cell phone. Can you comment on why wokeism replacing something like Islam Christianity is bad? Like how living in Islamic Christian society would be better than living in a woke society? First of all, aapka username hai Tricky Fulmar. So a wonderful question. Here's why it would be better. Simple answer. No matter how bad the old religions are, they still had redemption inbuilt in them. Tell me, how do you redeem yourself in this hellhole of wokeism? Wokeism says you are a sinner if you are of a certain variety of your society and you are damned for life. At least end mein unke religion mein, Jesus mein ya Allah mein, maan ke tum heaven mein to jaate ho. Idhar to hell present, hell afterwards, hell everywhere. How is this woke religion better than that religion? How? Explain how? आपकी जिंदगी, जीती जिंदगी को नरक बना देता है ये वो किया.
दिमाग की डिंग डोंग कर देते हैं साले पागल लोग. बट बैक टू पिकाचू मैन, समर कैंप्स आर नॉट द प्रॉब्लम, दे हैपन इवन टुडे ब्रदर, बिकॉज आई नो हु यू आर, वी हैव मेट, सो आई मीन यू आर अ मैन, सो आई एम कॉलिंग यू ब्रदर. द प्रॉब्लम इज यूनिवर्सिटीज, ये कर क्या रहे हैं यूनिवर्सिटीज में? आपका नॉर्मल बच्चा यूनिवर्सिटी में जाता है और जॉम्बी बन के बाहर आता है. इट्स लाइक अ फ्रिकिंग जॉम्बी प्रोड्यूसिंग आउटफिट. ऐसे वाहियात लोग हैं अंदर.
नमस्ते कुशल भाई, हाउ इम्पॉर्टेंट इज अ मिनिमम ट्रेनिंग इन फिलॉसफी टू अंडरस्टैंड एंड एम्प्लॉय द सोक्रेटिक मेथड? यार मिनिमम ट्रेनिंग तो यार आपने 2-3 किताबें पढ़ ली या आपने एक ग्रेट कोर्सेज का कोर्स कर लिया ना ऑडिबल पे, तो भी आपको सोक्रेटिक मेथड समझ पड़ जाएगा भाई. मुझे तो विश्वास नहीं होता लोगों को समझ में कैसे नहीं आ रहा ये. इट इज दैट ईजी टू डू. मैं भीख मांग मांग के थक गया हूं लोगों से. मुझे तो मालूम है कितने लोगों ने बोला था भाई आप ही क्रिटिकल थिंकिंग का कोर्स चालू कर दो, हम आपका कोर्स ले लेते हैं. भाई मेरे में एनर्जी नहीं है, मैं ये कोर्स वोर्स नहीं बना सकता हूं. सच बोलू, इफ आई मेड अ क्रिटिकल थिंकिंग कोर्स, आई लिटरली इफ आई डिड दैट आई वुड मेक अ लॉट ऑफ मनी डूइंग इट, बट आई जस्ट डोंट वॉन्ट टू. लाइक मुझे कई बार बुरा लगता है, विच इज वाई ट्राई टू स्पीक अबाउट दिस थिंग्स ओपनली. माई रिलीजियस कोर्सेज, येस दोज आई डू बिहाइंड द पे वॉल, बिकॉज देयर आई लाइक आई ट्रूली बिलीव आई एम ऑफरिंग समथिंग वे मोर देन अ नॉर्मल पर्सन कैन. So there I deserve to be paid. But yaar, critical thinking, to yaar, you can just take an audible course of Michael Shermer on how to think critically. All of you kids should. Wait, let me go on audible.com and show you that course. Again, I am not paid by Audible, ladies and gentlemen. I am just giving you free ka advice. Audible does not sponsor this podcast. So before somebody accuses me of any of that shit, boss, Audible does not pay me. I am not paid by anyone, but just because I want to save kids and I truly care for them, this is one a very good course that you guys should take. So it is called Skepticism 101, How to Think Like a Scientist. This is by Michael Shermer. It is available on the Great Courses option. Ye wala hai. It is called, written, the great course is How to Think Like a Scientist. It's not a big course, magar aap critically sochna shuru kar doge. At least unke perspective mein to sochna shuru kar doge. What would be the consequences of a polarized world where discord collapses and echo chambers become mutually exclusive? Leftists scream fascist conspiracy and rightists scream woke conspiracy. Well, I think we still have hope because, see, at the end of the day, human beings are incapable of living in echo chambers beyond a point, because once the rubber meets the road, there are actual second order, third order consequences on your actual life. And when those second, the only reason wokeism actually eventually loses in the end is because life happens. Bhai, dekho, aapko eventually to real life mein jana hai. Har aadmi ko to humanities ka job milega nahi na. Kaiyon ko factory mein kaam karna hai, alag alag jagahon pe kaam karna hai. तो इवेंचुअली लाइफ हैपेंस. तो अभी तक नसीब से, क्योंकि कैपिटलिज्म इतना डीप रूटेड है हमारी सोसाइटीज में, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट पेनिट्रेशन ऑफ कैपिटलिज्म वी आर सेव टिल नाउ. सो बी अ कैपिटलिस्ट ऑल्सो, बिकॉज कैपिटलिज्म इज अ ग्रेट एंटीडोट टू वोकिज्म टू, बिकॉज कैपिटलिज्म फोर्सेस यू टू बी केपेबल. एंड टू ऑल दोज पीपल हु हेट कैपिटलिज्म, रिमेंबर दे आर योर एनिमीज, दे आर नॉट योर फ्रेंड्स. Why is this woke phenomenon only prevalent in Ivy League but not state universities? Well, simply because they have bigger budgets, and they are bigger people with bigger budgets can be supremely villa. I don't know how else to say it. Look at the endowments of these Ivy League schools. I mean, freaking, it'll shock the living daylights out of you. Just the sheer size of the endowments of these schools. And Rajeshwari Ghosh, if you have kids, your kids are going to go to that. Because especially Hindu children or Sikh children or Jain children, basically Indian children, साले एक तो हमारे बच्चे पढ़ाई में भी अच्छे होते हैं, हमारे तो सारे बच्चे वो आईवी स्कूल्स में जाएंगे. क्यों? क्योंकि नेचुरली हम हमारे बच्चे को सबसे अच्छे स्कूल में भेजेंगे, क्योंकि हमारे बच्चे एकेडमिकली अच्छे होते हैं और हमारे सारे बच्चे उधर जाएंगे. हमारे बच्चे तो लिटरली लायंस डेन में भेज रहे हैं हम, इसके लिए हम ऐसे पॉप करके निकालते हैं वो सारे शुदाई जाए, रिद्धि पटेल जैसे. Spread of wokeism is similar to how crypto Christians infiltrated Roman society and within a few centuries
overthrew the social order and made Christianity a state religion, replacing paganism. I don't know if the exact parallels on that, Ayan Ghosh, I'm open to being corrected, but I don't know if the exact parallels exist over there. See, try and understand, wokeism is one thing that all these ancient people did not have. That is the benefit of the internet. Because at purely from the term, from the point of view of the speed at which the meme proliferates, right? The speed has increased so much that we just, like, think about it. 15th century Gutenberg mein press aati hai, Protestantism was inevitable. Like, the moment everybody had the access to the Bible, Protestantism was inevitable. Catholicism could not hold its ground. Just could not. Similarly, right now with the internet, which is why wokeism gets challenged so much also. Because the internet enables both sides, right? That's the good thing. That if the woke person has this internet as a platform, a person like me also has the same platform, which is why I can counter them. So thank goodness the American government came up with the freaking internet. God bless America if there is a God. For the internet, that we can counter all these people with equally strong mind viruses to tackle their viruses. It's amazing what the internet has done. So I'm not negative. All I'm saying is that parents, you need to be careful. You need to be very, very wary of wokeism and its dangers. Okay, I think I've taken all these super chats. Now I'm going to start scanning through other comments. I'm going to go all the way to the top and then look for random comments. Whenever the super chat comes, obviously it's going to pop up randomly on my TL and I will answer them. So if you want your questions to be answered, you still have 20, 25 minutes or so. You can use the super chat option right now and I will happily answer them. But in the meantime, I'm going to scan the timeline if there is anything interesting for me to say. So let me see. I mean, I don't see. I'm not interested in comments. I'm just interested in interesting questions. Comments to mere paas bhi bahut hote hain meri life mein dene ko. But theek hai. Yeah, comments as of now. But once again, if you have questions, the best way to ask them is through the super chat because that pops up on another screen and I just have to ask it. Okay, too many comments. Too many comments. That's all I see. I don't see any interesting questions. It's actually unbelievable. I would notice the universities can easily kick these people out, but they haven't. Why? Well, because listen, just like in India, you kept on talking about, oh, Narendra Modi, ye karta hai, wo karta hai. Listen, that's how democracies are. They allow people to express themselves and that's how democracy should be. Because if you let the government suppress A, then government is going to suppress everyone. So it's always better to err on freedom than anything else. So try and understand that. We need to counter them through better ideas. That's how we need to counter them. Okay, we have a couple of super chats. Who is funding these woke movements? I mean, it's very hard. It's a very complex web. There are multiple NGOs and societies that are funding them. There's no one funding pattern. What do you think of the three arrested for the Nijjar, Hardeep Singh Nijjar killing? All ended up being Khalistani Sikhs themselves. I guess in Canada, they became woke. I don't know if they're woke. What has Khalistan got to do with wokeism? See, I think you need to stop diluting the word wokeism here. Please, try and understand. Wokeism nahi hai. Wo bachche, jo bhi bane, pagal bane, gang war mein bane, magar wo woke nahi the. I mean, either they were radicalized in India, and they piggybacked on this weak Canadian immigration system and went there and got into gang war, or they were literally normal in India and then they got radicalized over there. Either way, Canada is to be blamed in both the cases because the Sikh radicalism in India is directly connected to Canadian funding. Both cases, Canada sucks. Off topic, for you, a good read AP Land Title Act, government will take your property document after any new registration, take loans and sell it without your knowledge. You can't say anything if 90 days pass. Peak danda of wokists and crooks. Listen, I don't know about this. I might have to... Can you email this to me? My email ID is this. It is contact@kushalmehra.com. Email this because I tend to forget it. Maybe I can talk to Nikhil about it and figure this out, because I don't want to react to anything on a live stream without knowing about it. But if you are presenting it to be the way it is, and knowing Indian lawmakers, you know, Indian lawmakers are known to be weird, like weird to the core. So, I mean, I won't be surprised if this is true, but please email me at contact@kushalmehra.com. I thank you in advance for sending that email. Then I'll send it to Nikhil and we'll figure this shit out. Like, this sounds very weird to me. Like, what the hell? But I don't want to comment on a law without reading it myself. Let's see. What else have we got here? This is a good question. How does one instill purpose? That is the only thing that can defeat wokeism. Will religion help? Listen, I don't want to speak for anyone else. My purpose in life comes from a lot of things. I think for the majority of humanity, religion does solve many problems. They do get purpose from religion. But I don't want to be the one answering for that. If you find meaning through religion, you should. Finding meaning through wokeism sucks. So if you are going to find meaning through old religions, then this religion, I'm on your team, man. Because clearly this new religion absolutely freaking sucks. Okay, Kushal, by the way, I've heard that protest organizers instruct protesters not to interact with people asking questions, as they know that will make them look like idiots. Yeah, well, kya karein abhi? They are sure that the supporters are idiots. That's why. Kya bolein yaar, it's so sad. I just feel bad for the kids. Are you coming to America this year? Well, I'm coming to North America, as in I'm going to Canada. I'm going to be there this month itself. I'm going to be there for a month. Then I'll come back to India. Then I'll go back again for a few more months. It's a crazy schedule. You'll be like, ye kya kar raha hai? Ek mahine ke liye ja raha hai, fir wapis aa raha hai, fir ja raha hai. Mar, it's just my personal family issues are there. So I have to go. I'll be leaving directly from Delhi to Canada. I'll be there in Canada for a month or so. Then I'll come back to India. Then I'll go back again to Canada and America. So yeah, if you have organizers over there who want to organize a talk on my book or something, you are free to reach out to me. And like always, last year also I was there in Toronto, Ottawa, San Francisco, and New Jersey. Four places they had called me, invited me. I turned up. So if it's going to be there this year again, I'll be happy to turn up. और क्या है? दिल्ली वाला शो कैसा था? कौन सा शो भाई? मेरी बुक लॉन्च का तो शो 9 मई को है यार, आज 7 मई है. और क्या है भैया? Okay, now I'm going to give you guys a philosophy lesson. So Tri Ra has said polygamy is inferior, polygamy is natural, monogamy is artificial. This handle right now has committed what is called, what? It is called the naturalistic fallacy, ladies and gentlemen. Arthat, in philosophy, the naturalistic fallacy is the claim that it is possible to define good in terms of natural entities or properties such as pleasant just because they are natural. Do you know what is natural? Tumhari tatti. just because something is natural doesn't make it superior. Do not commit the naturalistic fallacy. मैंने आपको आज live stream पे एक example दिया है philosophy का. इसीलिए I tell people, learn skepticism and first principles. Do not commit such immature and elementary errors, my dear Watson. Okay. और क्या है? Good, I went through the live comments. मुझे एक तो अच्छी चीज मिली. Oh, so someone here was at the Mumbai launch. It was good. Well, I appreciate you turning up. I appreciate you actually coming there because Mumbai is kind of known of people not coming. Mumbai mein chai pani kyun nahi diya? Okay, full disclosure. We had no plan to do a Mumbai book launch in the first place because Mumbai is known to be with people who don't care about these things. Hand on my heart, Abhijit thought 50 log aayenge. I thought 30 log aayenge. My wife kept on telling me 150 se 200 log aayenge. My wife had more faith in me than I had faith in me. And lo and behold, actually 200 log aagaye. Aur unhone publishers ka bhi, mujhe publishers ne bhi honest answer diya. Bolte sir, ज्यादातर बुक इवेंट्स में हम 50 बुक रखते हैं, 10 बिकती हैं क्योंकि लोग आते ही नहीं है. और यहाँ पे मेरी 50 बुक उन्होंने रखी थी, वो तो 10 मिनट में बिक गई, तो लोग कंप्लेंट करना शुरू हो गए. चाय पानी रखने का सवाल कहाँ से आता है कि मतलब 20 लोग भी नहीं थे तो हमने सोचा कुछ होगा ही नहीं. बॉम्बे का स्टैंडर्ड ही ऐसा है. बट कूडोस टू पीपल लाइक यू, यू एक्चुअली ब्रोक द बॉम्बे इमेज. एंड कृतिका, यू कैन वाउच बिकॉज यू वर देयर एंड टेल पीपल कि नहीं, बहुत सारे लोग आए थे, 200 तक लोग आए थे. You have Canada PR? No. How are you maintaining residency, spending so much time outside Canada? Because I don't have Canada PR, bhaiya. Aur kya prashn hai? How is the book going? I mean, as far as the book is concerned, it's gone on reprint. The second print has already been ordered by the publishers, thanks to, you know, people like you who have placed the orders, and it's going well. So if you guys have not placed the order for my book, you should go right now on Amazon.com and place the order of my book. Because if you don't do that, tumko paap lagega. Bahut paap lagega tumko. Tumko woke gods will punish you if you don't place the order of my book. So what you should do right now is, and this is a shameless plug, because why not? I should plug my own book. Sala itna marmar ke likhi hai. Should go on Amazon.com and you should buy my book right away, right now. And tweet it to me. Ki dekho bhaiya, humne aapki book khareed li. Live stream pe jaake khareedo, taki main aapko praise kar saku. Okay, what next? मेंबर्स को बुक कब तक डिलीवर होगी? भैया देखो, अब मैं दिल्ली आया हूं, तीन मेंबर्स ने, पहले जो दो मेंबर्स ने भेजे थे मुझे एड्रेस, उनको मैंने भेज दी और मिल गई. अब तीन और ने मुझे भेजी हैं, वो मैं उनको एड्रेस दूंगा, उनको बुक अभी ये हफ्ते डिस्पैच हो जाएगी. Has wokeism penetrated Indian universities and colleges too? I think it penetrated Indian universities and colleges. Marxism penetrated way before it penetrated in America, boss. American wokeism did not come to India. Indian wokeism went to America. Can I buy your book at the event? Yeah, you can come to Delhi and buy the book at the event itself. And you can get it signed by me too. I am happy to sign it. Okay, one more super chat. How to handle Khalistani folks in Canada? I think it should be important to identify them and boycott them socially so that they are financially hit. Many run Indian restaurants, groceries, tab Indian ho jate hain. Listen, I'm just stating it on the record. If I walk into an Indian grocery store in Canada or a restaurant where I see the Khalistani photos, you know, Parmar, Pindranwale and all those people, I just walk out. I don't give them any business. I think I, especially as a Punjabi, it hurts me because these people have killed my own people, innocent Hindus, Sikh, Muslim, Christians in Punjab. I cannot support them. So that's my way of handling it. I criticize them respectfully in within, you know, within the boundaries of decency. And that's all we can do. That's all we can do. Ram is right. If you don't buy the book, you will become a victim of wokeism. Yes. So sab jaake meri book kharido. Kindle par kab aayegi? Pata nahi. Dekho, yaar, thoda to publisher ko bechne do hard copies. Yaar, wo bichare ne itne paise lagaye hain. Usko bhi to thode paise banane do. Book pe discount milega? Arre bhai, Amazon pe to discount mein aur kitna discount loge? मतलब साले देसी लोग तुम लोग यार मतलब चूस ही लोगे बंदे को नींबू निचोड़ लो इंसान का. वाह वाह, एक रुपए की पेप्सी कुशल भैया सेक्सी. देखो ये है ना, जाके आज सब लोग ये एग्जैक्ट मैसेज अभिजीत अय्यर मित्रा के टीएल पे जाके आग लगा दो. उधर उसको बता दो कि मैं सेक्सी हूं, वो नहीं है. He should know. Woke plus LGBTQ plus social media is a recipe to destroy. Listen, I don't have any problem with the LGBTQ. The T is the problematic bit because it's, I mean, trans people have rights, but the T is a little too much. But I don't believe woke has anything to do with the gay movement. Please don't mix one with the other. और कुछ है भैया? नहीं, I think I've covered everything. वाह वाह, I'm honestly a little scared. My baby is just two. I don't know what the world is going to be like when she's a teenager. Please suggest what I can do from the beginning so that I can save her from this. Listen, Priya, I'm assuming your gender is female because usually Priya is a female name. You should first of all train yourself. Like I said, learn basic first principles of philosophy. Learn to have conversations using the Socratic method. Since the age of 6 or 7, start teaching your child philosophy, critical thinking, confirmation biases, hindsight biases, and many other things. Learn them yourself. Start teaching your kid all of those things. Tell your kid that whatever you learn in school, you should learn it with a critical lens. And when I say critical lens, it doesn't mean critical legal theory or critical theory. Critical lens means a lens of skepticism. And if postmodernism says everything is a grand narrative based on power, then right now even postmodernism is just another narrative and they have the power and they could be wrong too. That's how you start talking about these things with your children. And once you do that, you know, I think don't be negative. Listen, I have converted so many kids out of wokeism just by talking to them. I know, you know, I think Anvesh ne ek bar mere ko message kiya tha. You know, that 20-year-old smart kid, one of those rare 20-year-olds who's actually smart. Otherwise, I have a very low opinion about kids. I think most of them are stupid. Sorry, kids who are watching this. I mean, I just think you guys have not seen enough life. So most of you are stupid. But Anvesh is the exception. Wo bachcha syana hai. And he told me how this, you know, LGBT boy, friend of his, he actually was far left and listening to me break down these arguments in a very systematic manner. He actually converted. And there are many such stories that I've heard. I'm just one of them. Nahi to koi bolega, main jhoot bol raha hu bhai, jaake Anvesh se pooch lena, main sach bol raha hu. Ki Anvesh ne hi mujhe bola tha ki Kushal, aapko sunke mera ek dost aisa ban gaya. So, yeah. आरसीबी तो क्या तेल, देखो ऐसा कि मेरे को अभी आरसीबी के बारे में मजाक उड़ाने की कोई पोजीशन नहीं रही है मुंबई इंडियंस ने. आप नोट कर रहे होंगे कि मैं एक हफ्ते से आईपीएल के बारे में कुछ नहीं बोल रहा हूँ क्योंकि मुंबई इंडियंस इन हरामखोरों ने जो हरकत की है, साले लोग बर्बाद कर दिया है हमको. ऐसी ठुकाई हुई है हमारी, ऐसी ठुकाई हुई है मुंबई इंडियंस की कि अभी आरसीबी के बारे में भी क्या बोले, छोड़ो भैया। मतलब केकेआर जीत सकता है, बिल्कुल जीत सकता है यार, मगर यार ना आईपीएल के बारे में हम बात नहीं करेंगे, आईपीएल के बारे में हम बात नहीं करेंगे। बहुत बहुत दुख दर्द पीड़ा है उधर इस समय मुंबई फैंस के लिए। मतलब हार्दिक पांड्या आया उसने गुजरात की ठोकी, मुंबई की ठोकी, दो टीम्स की ठोके चले गए हार्दिक पांड्या। अरे गुरुदेव, हार्दिक पांड्या गुरुदेव, तुमने तो सारे की बैट बजा दी भैया। क्यों ऐसा करते हो हार्दिक भाई, मत करो प्लीज। देखो तुमने आईपीएल की बात करके मेरे दिल को ठेस पहुंचाई है पिकाचू मैन, तुमको पाप लगेगा। Transgender people have always existed. Wokeism weaponized the vulnerable community and exploited them. There are many conservative transgender people. Exactly. Did you guys see that poll that was shared by Abhijit of the gay community in India? And more than 50% of the gay community in India or the LGBTQ community in India overwhelmingly supported the BJP. I was insane. I was like, wow, kya scam chalu hai? And the loudest ones are who? The lefties, the wokias. But an overwhelming number of them, wait, yeah, this is the poll. Before somebody says ki, are jhoot bol raha hai Kushal, jhoot bol raha hai Kushal. Ye dekho. This was the poll, man. Romeos from India voted between April 17 to 17 to 25, romeo.com mein 50.9% BJP, uske baad 25.6% INC, fir 3.4% AAP, 3.2% DMK, All India Trinamool Congress 1.3%, and 15.6% was the others. Bhaiya, apni LGBTQ community bhi pro BJP hai. सोचो, चलो जी सारे, ये देखो कमीने लोग, भाई मुंबई इंडियंस लास्ट है पॉइंट्स टेबल पे, आपका क्या रिएक्शन है? रिएक्शन है कि तुम कमीने हो जो मुझे याद दिला रहे हो उसके बारे में। सो प्लेयर नंबर 13 हैज जस्ट ऑर्डर्ड, प्लेयर नंबर 13 इज ऑसम। All of you are not awesome who have not ordered the book till now. Go on Amazon.com right now and order my book just like player number 13 has done. Oh, player number 13, if you can join the Mumbai Indians, please do, because we need new players. Desperately, हमारे कप्तान ने हमारी ठोकी हुई है. Anyway, so guys, I think I have answered all your questions to the best of my ability. There is no fan mo question left. Sab kuch theek hi lag raha hai. So once again, before we wrap up, all of you, okay, ek question aa gaya. What can motivate an atheist soldier to be willing to fight and sacrifice for the country? Simple. If you don't believe it, you believe in the idea of democracy, and the most safe way to maintain democracy will be, you know, maintaining the territorial integrity for your nation. If you maintain the territorial integrity of your nation, you actually ensure democracy survives in your country. It's the most rational thing to do. Your nation's territorial integrity, especially in a country like India, is directly proportional to whether you remain a democracy or not. So there you go. But okay, now I'm going to wrap up, guys. I actually have to call someone. I just got a message on WhatsApp. So thank you very much to all of you who tuned in. I think we had like around 1500 plus on YouTube and 600 plus on Twitter watching this live. So to all those 2000 plus people who are watching this live, thank you very much for tuning in live. And to all of you who have already bought my book, thank you very much for buying my book and supporting. To all of you who have not bought my book, go right now on Amazon.com and place an order for my book, Nastic, Why I Am Not an Atheist. For those who cannot, could not, who can make it to Delhi I would really recommend all of you to come join us on the 9th of May, this Thursday, day after tomorrow, in Delhi, in the India International Center. I will share the image once again with all of you. You can buy books over there in person in Delhi, and I can sign them for you. Once again, Anand Ranganathan will be there. Abhijit Iyer Mitra will be there. The great Shyam Sharma from the Shyam Sharma Show will be there. And I will be there. It's in Lecture Hall 2, India International Center, Annex 11, Lodi Garden, Lodi Estate. No RSVP is required. Seedha aao, ghuso, suno, maja karo. And once again, if you can't do anything else, just like this video, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment in the comment section. If you want to become a member of the Charvak podcast, do consider joining the membership program. You can join the membership program on Fanmo, on YouTube, on Patreon, wherever you are. All options are available. You can also send your donations through UPI. If you can't do anything and you're just an audio listener, leave a rating on your preferred audio platform. Share my ideas with as many people as possible. I try to do these discussions and bring a nuanced perspective every single time we have this conversation. So I hope you guys keep supporting me in this venture, because without your support, I would not be in the place that I am today. Thank you very much. I'll see you guys next time. Until then, namaste. Take care. Jai Shri Ram.